Exclusive, country singer-songwriter Ira Dean hopes what would Charlie Daniels do unites us. I love our flag, breaks my heart to see people burn it. By Warner Todd Houston and Jerome Hudson on July 12, 2025. Multi-platinum country singer-songwriter Ira Dean, who has recorded with greats like Hank Williams Jr., Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, Darius Rucker, Emmylou Harris, Montgomery Gentry, and Blake Shelton, and his hit songs recorded by Ronnie Dunn, Rascal Flatts, and Trace Adkins, is honoring the fifth anniversary of country music legend Charlie Daniels' passing with a patriotic new song aptly titled What Would Charlie Daniels Do? Charlie was a patriot. American poet. He loved God, family, country, the flag. He was a great friend of mine. And the man I miss, Dean told Breitbart News Daily host Mike Slater on Friday. And he was like Jesus and John Wayne all wrapped into one. Inspired by Daniels' generation-defining musical legacy and a need to respond to what Dean says feels like a rise of division across the country and a lack of pride in America, he linked up with Nashville Hall of Fame songwriter Jeffrey Steele and began writing What Would Charlie Daniels Do?, which appears on Dean's new album I Got Roads. It's gotten, like, taboo to be proud of America. I can wear an American shirt with a flag on it now and I'm called a racist, Dean said. Last time I checked, America doesn't have a color. We're all wear mutts here. We're black, white, yellow, green, you know, and I'm proud of this country. So I'm hoping that people get patriotic and start loving their country more and get rid of the hate, Dean continued. I mean, it's so divided right now. It's like we're all Americans, man. Let's do the right things, come together, and let's get this country rocking. Watch below. Dean doesn't pull punches on What Would Charlie Daniels Do? Calling out left-wing rocker Neil Young, he shouts out American warfighters sacrificing for our freedom, and quotes fellow country crooner Ted Nugent, whom Dean was hoping to collaborate with. We were writing and that second verse came up and I spilled out the whole and I'm one of them don't give a damn. Live off the land Ted Nugent fans, Dean says quoting the song's lyrics about Nugent. I called Ted as soon as we finished it and I said, Ted, I hope you don't mind. I put your name in the song. Listen below. Breitbart Middle. Ira Dean, July 11, 2025. He called me back and goes, you've got to cut that. I'm playing a guitar solo on it. And I was like, I was hoping you'd say that, Dean says. I went down to Waco, Texas, and then hung out with Ted and cut the song and now it's the number one video right now across all genres on iTunes. What Would Charlie Daniels Do? This one's for Charlie Daniels. I was trucking up the highway. Minding my own lane. When a dude in a Prius went and flipped me off. Guess my redneck hit him wrong. Seems like everyone these days is a ticking time bomb full of hate. For folks like me who don't agree. And ain't never gonna change. And IT gets me thinking. Leave this long-haired country boy alone. Then I start singing along to that line in that song Sweet Home Alabama. I hope Neil Young will remember. A southern man don't need him around anyhow. Yeah, I am one of them don't give a damn. Live off the land. Ted Nugent fan. Hair to my shoulders, country all over. Daddy was a soldier. So if you find yourself way out here, where the back roads wind to me and mine, why don't you stop by? Meet the wife. Grab a beer. Lord knows you're gonna hear. Leave this long-haired country boy alone. Then I start singing along to that line in that song Sweet Home Alabama. I hope Neil Young will remember. A southern man don't need him around anyhow. For Dean, his Charlie Daniels tribute is deeply personal. He met the devil went down to Georgia singer after opening for him in 2002 and said Daniels knew he was hurting and confronted him about his drinking and drug use. Back in the day, I had a passion for self-destruction. I'm a recovering alcoholic, Dean told Breitbart News Daily. But there's people in your life that say they'll pray for you. And then there's people in your life that will go on and pray for you and take any right then and there and pray for you. And Charlie was one of those guys. He's like, there's a better way. I know that look. I could see your hands are shaking. I want to pray for you, Dean said Daniels told him. He took his hat off and took a knee and put his hands on me, and he prayed for my strength, Dean said. Later on, I got to see him. I opened up a show for him in 2020 and I was sober. And he came up to me and put his hands on my shoulders and looked me in the eye and said, "I can see you now." Dean said, calling it a moment he will never forget. Daniels passed shortly after. A portion of the proceeds from What Would Charlie Daniels Do? Will benefit the Charlie Daniels Journey Home Project, which, since Daniels co-founded it in 2014, has supported veterans in their transition from military to civilian life. Ira Dean co-wrote, along with Jeffrey Steele, the number one smash Am I the Only One for Aaron Lewis in 2021. It was Aaron's first number one song in 22 years. It outsold everybody that year, beating Taylor Swift on the charts. Dean said of Am I the Only One, the patriotic anthem that skewers everyone from Bruce Springsteen to the left-wing activists who tore statues down during the Black Lives Matter riots. Only 9 songs have ever debuted at number one on Billboard since 1958, since the chart started. And this was the 9th song to ever debut at number one, Dean said. Watch below. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome Hudson. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.